रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 54 द डेथ ऑफ वज्र धमस्त्रा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. द ट्रायंफ ऑफ अंगद एंड द डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ हिज फोर्सेस इन्फ्यूरिएटेड वज्र धमस्त्रा द माइटी हीरो. He bent his dreadful bow, twanged it in tones of thunder, and covered the monkeys with an arrowy shower. His warriors struck at them with every kind of weapon. In their turn, the monkey heroes hit the Rakshasas with trees, mountaintops, and blocks of stone. The Rakshasas discharged countless weapons at the monkeys, who met these missiles in a shower of trees, boulders, and mountain peaks. Both sides fought dreadfully without retreating an inch. Broken heads, broken legs, shorn arms, bodies riddled with arrows and drenched with blood covered all the battlefield without the distinction of friend or foe. Crowds of eagles, vultures, crows and jackals roamed freely among them. Some ran away in terror at the sight of headless trunks. Severed hands, arms, heads, legs and limbs kept falling down. Thus did the monkeys attack the Rakshasa forces and made them take to their heels in terror. Thereat, Vajradhamstra shot fire from his eyes, sprang among the monkeys, bent his bow and clove them asunder with his keen arrows decked with eagle feathers. With great skill, he with a single arrow pierced 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 monkeys at a time. Some had their arms cut down, some had their bodies cloven, some had their heads shattered, and like created beings taking refuge with Brahma, all the monkeys ran towards Angada. That monkey hero, seeing his forces thus sore beset, gazed intently at Vajradhamstra with eyes red with fury. Then Vajradhamstra and Angada sprang at each other like mad elephants. The Rakshasa pierced Angada with many an arrow in the vital parts, till blood flowed in torrents from his wounds, and he stood there like an elephant in rut, pierced by javelins. Then the son of Vali tore up by the roots a lofty tree, and with all his strength hit Vajradhamstra on the head. Unperturbed, the Rakshasa hero splintered the tree with his arrows. Angada threw at him a huge stone and roared aloud. Before it could reach the car, the Rakshasa, club in hand, leaped down to the ground. It crushed to powder the car, the horses, and the driver. Then Angada tore off a tree-covered mountain and hurled it at the head of Vajradhamstra. Blood flowed from his mouth. His mind was in confusion. He leaned upon his club and swooned away for a while. Then he came back to himself, whirled his club aloft and hit Angada in the breast in mad wrath. Then he threw away the weapon and they fought each other with their fists. They hit at each other, they grew tired for a while and vomited blood as they fought like planets, Mars and Mercury. Again, taking up keen swords and strong shields covered with the skin of oxen, they fought in uncontrollable fury and used curious patterns of footwork, each intent on defeating the other. Each struck and hit and tore the other mercilessly. Wounded all over and drenched with blood, they shone like tall trees adorned with red flowers. Fatigued by this hard fight, they rested for a while on their knees, and then, like a deadly cobra struck on the head by a rod, Angada hissed at his foe, sprang at the Rakshasa, and in a moment shore off the head of Vajradhamstra with his keen blade. The head, its eyes rolling in anger and moustaches bristling with wrath, fell far away. Seeing this, the Rakshasas, overcome with terror and dazed, ran towards Lanka with worn faces and heads hanging down. As they ran, the monkeys chased and struck them dead. The son of Vali, eager in valor to his grandfather Indra, engaged Vajradhamstra in a terrible duel before the eyes of the monkey hosts and sent him to his death. And he rejoiced mightily. Then, even as the gods praised on high the king with a thousand eyes, when he returned victorious over the Daityas, the whole monkey army crowded around Angada and welcomed him with shouts of praise. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.